Good morning. The night turns into day gently as the sun rises in the east. In the west, the moisture of the Great Gulf rises. And in the east, clouds form and drop the moisture on us. A thought forms that was not a thought, but an indication of something that we needed to pay attention to. And later we discover that had we paid attention to it, something would have been different than it was. For example, on Friday morning at 7 o'clock, after fasting, I decided to go get my blood work. While I was getting ready, a thought, as clear as those clouds forming in the east, came to me and said, your current insurance card that you have in your wallet doesn't have the correct numbers. I went, nah. Insurance is insurance. I've got my card. I don't need to worry about that. I'll go and get my blood work. I drove there. I got in line. I went in, signed in, and the nurse says, oh, this is an old card. The numbers have changed. I said, oh, I'll see you on Monday. So I went home and did my homework to find the new current insurance card. In our diluted view of things, creating duality, this and that, miss out on the non-dual nature of reality, which is perfectly presented to us as night turns into day. So there's nothing to gain. It's all right there. There's no place to go. It's all right here. What is it? What is it? What is this? I always do better in my day-to-day experience if I'm seeing it as an adventure and have a mind that's open, not anticipating anything to go a certain way or wanting it to be a certain way, but just beginner's mind and seeing what's there to be seen. And I've talked about this so many different ways. They know that's freedom. That's wisdom. That's Dharma. That's Buddha nature. Non-duality. Not two. But of course, we have our agendas and we have our things we want to talk about. We have the things we want to present to each other. That's okay. Those are just reflections in the mirror. There's a reason that in Zen often we talk about things in a way that doesn't make sense to our dualistic view. Why would someone answer the question, What is Buddha nature? By saying, it's shit on a stick. Because it is. My Zen teacher in Germantown used to say about intuition, where there's smoke, there's fire. But we complicate things. We make it difficult for ourselves to see. For me, it was just pure laziness. Instead of going to get the damn insurance card, Such a simple little example. But sometimes it's quite painful, isn't it, when we don't pay attention. That's why we say to sit like your hair's on fire. That's why it's important when you're driving your car not to be playing with your phone and texting, because you need to pay attention. Things are always changing. The goal here is to have a good life, to be productive, to share what it is you have, to do no harm. I love that term. How do we do that? How do we do no harm? I know there's a whole list of things you can do. Well, I think we should just throw the list out. And do no harm, period. That's what came up for me this morning. So I'll turn it over to you guys. Thoughts and questions. Very good.
I would like to say how nice it is to see Ross.
Yes, he's moved away physically, but not actually.
Well, thank you so much. That's so nice of you to say. And I know you mean it. And very nice to see you too. Yes, it's a big adjustment to stay connected when I'm in a totally different environment. But this experience helps me to do that. I feel like I'm back there with you. I'm a part of you. And thank you for your talk, Will.
Sure.
I guess what I'm thinking about with reference to what you had to say was how centered I feel when I try to remember the Bodhisattva vows and relate my daily life as best I can to those spiritual goals, you know, to try to save all sentient beings, try to be useful, try to let go of my own endless desires and thinking about what I want that I don't have or what I'm afraid that I'm going to lose. And remember the Dharma, which I guess, not to oversimplify, but, you know, quite often I go back to the phrase, just be here right now. Then ultimately to be in touch with my Buddha nature, because that's best part of me, the highest I can attain here and now. And that's when I'm most useful. That's when I'm what I am. So the idea of paying attention is so important. I think about when I hear that phrase, you know, Arthur Miller's Willie Loman. Attention must be paid. I'm the one that has to pay it.
Yeah.
But when I do, I get the benefit. And when I get the benefit, then you get the benefit. And I'm really fortunate to have friends like you. The best relationships are those where I don't really have to say anything to catch up. I just have to start out like as I was saying, or as we were saying to one another. And I have several people like that in my life, and that's such a gift.
Well, you're a gift to us, so thank you.
Thank you.
Here. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Great.
And you never disappoint.
Yeah, well.
Thank you.
Dan and I were at the beach yesterday, and it was quite nice. And after that, I have a little chore at the south end of Siesta Key to take care of my sister-in-law's condo while she's up north enjoying the weather in the mountains. So I go in and check on it once in a while. So on the way there, I decided I took my fly rod with me and I did a little fishing on the Gulf. And I did catch a snook, which is the gull there on the beach. And he jumped several times up in the air and showed himself off to me and said, "I'm done with you," and unhooked himself and left. So, but I can say I caught him for a moment. And it's not even about that, you know, it's the whole experience of, like I started the talk today, being in nature in such a way that you feel harmonious and you feel connected to it all and you're present. So, you know, it's a good, healthy way of getting present to what is, instead of just stuck up here in your mind with all your troubles and worries and what have you. So it was nice. So thanks for asking. That was good. Here's a new podcast. I mean, I'm sorry, not a podcast, a video on YouTube from Sungan Sunim. It's in English, finally. Most of his videos recently have all been in Hungarian, which is Hungarian to me. But the English one was apparently something that he did a while ago during his 90-day retreat. And about day 45 or something, he did this talk. And it's quite good. I'll post it on the website somehow so you guys can tune into it. It's kind of nice to kind of visit with him again after all this time. So I'll post that for you so you can enjoy it too. If there's anything else today? No? Well, have a wonderful day, the rest of your day. Thank you for joining me as always. It's been good. Bye now.